Like us at Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Radio Warwickshire.
Hello everyone and welcome to the last social media surgery in this current format with me, Gary Jones. Now I just want to start off with a bombshell because the social media surgery is changing. Now from next week we're going to be going for a 1 hour show which is again going out weekly and it's going to contain music and I'm going to be answering questions and giving you so much more information. So that's starting from next week. Today's show I have got some really cool stuff to share with you which is going to be interjected with a song or two. So today I'm going to be talking about 5 questions that I got asked about on social media that I'm going to be answering to help you with your social media. So this is going to be a great show and I've got loads of information to start with. So let's get cracking. Now, the social media surgery is all about helping you develop the skills to gain more customers online, gain more confidence with your posting, and just generally be happy going on to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or LinkedIn, whatever the platform would be, and just posting, feeling comfortable that you can actually portray your message in a way that attracts new customers and also is authentic to yourself, feels good, and your existing customers know that you know that it's coming from you. So that's what the whole point of social media surgery is. Now, in half hour, I'm struggling to fit all the content in. So from next week, I'm going to be bringing you all of this content, but in a 1 hour show. I'm going to be giving you more questions. Well, I'm going to give you more of a chance to ask questions. There'll be a couple of live shows interjected as well coming later on in the year. And also, we're going to be playing music to interject and to break it up a little bit more. So some really good times, fun times coming up with social media surgery and loads of stuff coming up. Now, last week I asked my followers on LinkedIn, Twitter and Facebook to ask me some questions for me to answer on this show. Now, I've got quite a few. I've picked my top 5 that I'm going to be answering today and I'm going to be talking about other things later on as well. So the first question I got was, what are your top tips about scheduling on social media? So that was asked by a couple of people on a couple of different platforms. So thank you very much for the question. Now, top tips for scheduling. First of all, scheduling shouldn't replace your normal activity. So it shouldn't just be the only thing you do. And the reason I say that is because the magic happens when you don't schedule, well, in between scheduled posts. For instance, conversation and storytelling is always going to be the most important part of any social media kind of platform, and that's where the magic or the conversation or the sales or whatever you want to call it is going to happen. What scheduling does is gives you a simple tool that allows you to give your message or send your message across to your audience without you being online, which means that you can provide a consistent sales message or consistent presence on a social media platform without actually being on there. Now, it's not to replace it. It's not to just say, do you know what, I'm on Twitter 5 times a day and I'm on Facebook a couple times a day, job done, because it's not. It's not that at all. What it is, it's just a way of you getting your message out there consistently. It's not to replace the actual conversation side of it. So I love scheduling and there's a number of different platforms you can use to help with that. On Facebook itself, you can actually schedule through the Facebook app. So you can, if it's going onto a business page, you can do that. If it's going to a group or personal page, you can't. But you can use third-party apps like Hootsuite, Buffer, TweetDeck, just to name 3. MeetEdgar is another one that's coming up that I know a lot of people use. But these platforms allow you to send out messages across Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Pinterest, Google+, and just allows you to set a time when you want those messages to go out. Now, my favourite scheduling tool is Buffer. I think the usability on it is absolutely fantastic, and they're bringing out new functions and updates all the time, which I love. It just makes it so much easier if you manage an account to be able to click a couple of buttons and to repost and tweak that message that you want to send out. Also, the analytics on Buffer are fantastic. I've used Hootsuite for a number of years, so Hootsuite as well is really, really good. But for me, Buffer is my scheduling tool of choice. But I must admit, scheduling isn't where my passion is, and it shouldn't be where you spend most of your time. That should be spent when you're talking to people online, when you're saying that you love their posts, you engage in conversation with them. That's where the real magic will happen, and that is when you're going to see the best results from social media. So my top tips on scheduling on social media: make sure it doesn't replace your normal feed. Make sure that you're scheduling that at times and on platforms where your customers are going to be and when your customers are going to see it, and make it engaging. Make, you know, use photos, videos, GIFs, whatever else, website links, blogs, to make sure that your content is engaging your audience and will attract different people. So that's my top tips on scheduling on social media. Great question.
Radio Warwickshire.
Now, question number two, again, it's a great question, and so many people have asked me this. I've kind of answered it in a previous show, so I'm not going to go too much detail into it, but is Twitter dead, is the question. So people have been worried that Twitter's engagement and reach is kind of going, and they're not seeing that much conversation on Twitter. Now, the simple question, in fact, is Twitter isn't dead. It's just changing, and it's changing rightly or wrongly, for good or worse. It depends on what view you take, but it's changing, and as users, we need to change with it. Now, Twitter's just got massively busy, and the interaction and the amount of posts have increased so much. Now, because it's become more noisy on Twitter, you need to make sure that your content is engaging. You're not using Twitter as a secondary platform, which people are just, you're just throwing your Instagram posts on there, your Facebook posts on there, because that's just not going to do. That's not going to cut it. What you need to do is make sure that your content is really engaging. You're participating in networking hours, which there's loads about, and you can listen to show number 3 to hear more about networking hours, because I give you a breakdown how to use it on that show. There's so much more you can do on Twitter. And with the hashtag system that they've got set in place, it's a great way of talking to new people all the time. So Twitter isn't dead. You just need to spend the time talking to people on there. And if you're using a scheduling tool, as in question number one, then you can then spend your most of your time on Twitter talking to people. And trust me, once you do, it's going to start kicking off for you, because Twitter isn't dead. We just need to change, and we need to make sure that actually we're using it in the best way possible. So that's going to, I'm not going to dwell too much on that question anymore, because I've answered it in previous ones. So is Twitter dead? Nope. You just need to change slightly how you tweet, how you're using it. Tweak it so you're using it more conversationally rather than posting, and you'll be absolutely fine. So that's question number two. Now, do you know what? At this point, I'm going to break away for a little bit of a song. So, this wasn't a question that I got asked, but a lot of people find using their own voice on social media a bit tricky. Now, if you do, just remember that you are your business and you are your brand. So people buy into you, and if they're talking to you on social media, they want to hear you. They want to hear your voice. They want to see you write your words that you normally use. They want to see your tweets, your posts, using the language that you use, the words that you use, the phraseology that you use. All of this brings into being authentic for you and making your brand image, your brand value, your brand voice consistent across offline, online, and anywhere else. Now, this song that I'm going to play to you is by a lady called Taylor Louise. I've known her for a couple of years. She's absolutely lovely, and her songs, her voice are just brilliant. She played at a couple of my live shows last year. So if you do get a chance to see Taylor Louise play, please do. Now, this is a song quite early on in her career, but it really does describe to me what your voice should be on social media. It's called Rather Be Me. And I'm going to play you the song now. So this is Rather Be Me by Taylor Louise.
You got me going, you know you do. Should I be throwing bad words at you? Think I'm funny, think it's cute. It's so adorable, it's nothing new. Do you really find that's all there is? I hope you realize. Do you really find there's more to this? I hope you realize. Yes, I could be wild. Yes, I could be free. Yes, I could be anything you want me to be, but I'd rather be me. His life is good, always smiling he seems, like he knows he's got me to keep. Takes nothing serious, he's really down. He takes for granted I'll always be around. Think you'll find that you've missed a chance to rewind. I think you'll find
I'm a man that's on the move, and you ain't gotta pick and choose. Just look at it through different views. I'm giving you different clues. We can win, no need to lose. Jump in and set the cruise and find the tunes and set the smooth. My destiny is set with you, and I hope that that has settled you, cause things will get better through all the things that I get you through. And I won't let you slip out of my hands. I was born on this earth to be your mind. Damn.
Thank you very much, Taylor Louise. And that was Rather Be Me from the EP Genocide, which is available on iTunes. Now, if you haven't checked it out before, please check it out. It's such a good EP. And there's been a couple more since then. And she is just getting better and better. So thank you very much, Taylor Louise. And remember, when you're talking on social media, don't pretend to be anyone else. By yourself. Use your own voice. Use your words that you use in everyday language. And just be yourself.
Radio Warwickshire.
Right, we're halfway through the show now, and I'm going to carry on with these questions that I got from my following last week. So question number three is all about Facebook. So how can I gain more reach on Facebook? Now, it's a question I get asked quite a bit, and Facebook is a fantastic platform, and it's growing month on month, and it's a platform that's here to stay. And on Facebook, there's what you call reach, engagement, and reach is basically the amount of people who see your posts. It's as simple as that. So just kind of forget the word reach, I suppose, and just see, change that to how many people are looking at your posts. Now, there's quite a few kind of different tips you can do. You can go down the paid routes where you can use Facebook ads to target different people, different demographic, different location, different interests. And if you've got a post or set up an ad campaign to do that, you can quite happily get a great rate of return from doing that. And actually that can help your business in your right location at the right time, especially if you've got a launch, a product, a new blog, something that you really want to shout out about. Facebook ads are great for doing that. So that's one way you can do that, and Facebook ads would cover in a different show. Another way you can do it is by making sure that your organic reach is as great as possible. Now, when I talk about your organic reach, that is anything that's not paid. Now, on Facebook, there's a couple of different ways you can do that. Now, remember, Facebook is a business. It isn't a non-for-profit company. It is a business, just like you and me. So they want to make money. So they're not going to show your posts to everybody who are following your page, in your group, or on your timeline. They're just not, because it's too busy and it's too noisy, and they want you to pay for advertising with them. So with that in mind, rumor has it they show your posts to roughly around 2-10% of your following. Now, this depends on what type of post it is, and it depends on what content it is and how many people share it. Now, some really good tips for Facebook, before we actually go on to the topic itself, is make sure that you're posting consistently so Facebook can see that you are using the platform often. Talk to different people, so engage on their posts as well. Also, make sure you're sharing good people's content as well, because what Facebook is going to see is that actually you're interacting with the platform first, and the algorithm will pick up your posts more than someone else who doesn't. So interacting is the best way of doing it. Also, Facebook as a business wants you to stay on Facebook. So if you're posting a link to an external site, then that's going to take traffic away from that platform, which they don't really want. So a great way of making sure that actually your content is being shown to as many people as possible is to direct traffic into Facebook. Now, if you've got an event, a great way of doing it is setting up an event in Facebook. So create an event, and then you can share that with people and invite people to that event as well. But also that keeps traffic into Facebook. So creating an event rather than posting a link to, let's say, Eventbrite or Eventzy or whatever ticket site you've got, will naturally give Facebook a big push on your post, because you're directing traffic inside Facebook rather than outside. Equally, if you've got a blog that you're posting, then actually putting the website into the main title but not creating a hyperlink and putting a photo there instead of the blog could be a good idea. It makes a little difference, not a massive difference, but a little difference, but it depends on what voice and what audience you have. You might want to keep the hyperlink in, but it's just another way of doing it. It's replacing the blog website, sorry, the website to the blog, to actually a photo instead. Another couple of ways you can do it: make sure that your content is really engaging. So one of Facebook's algorithms states that the longer the person stays on the post, the more higher ranked that post will be. So if you've got a video, put subtitles on it. If you've got a picture, make it engaging. If you've got conversation and people are talking about it, that's another way that Facebook are going to say, well, actually, that's good content, I'll share that to more people. So all of these little hints and tips can increase your reach on Facebook. But at the end of the day, it's all about creating good content and making sure you're sharing stuff that's good for your audience. That's the bare bones of it. Now, if you do want to go down the paid Facebook ads route, it's a great way of doing it, but you need to make sure that you know who your customer is, you know what location it is, you know what budget you want to spend each week, per day, and so therefore you can calculate it over the time period. Also, you need to know when to do it, so when best in your marketing cycle you're going to do it. And you're going to need to make sure that you've got the content there and the post ready to be able to post that out. Once you've got all those parts in place, then make sure that, again, you review it all, it's in the timescale, it's in the budget, it's got the content that you want, and then share it out. But make sure it's specific enough to make sure that you're targeting the right people for your product, not the wrong people. And that could be based on age, demographic, location, wherever it could be. So Facebook ads are great, but there's a lot you can do for your organic reach before you go down that route. Now, to be fair, we spend a lot more time on Facebook ads, a lot more time on Facebook, and we'll do that in probably a different show. But let's move on to question number four, because question number four is one I get asked all the time.
Radio Warwickshire.
Just before we go on to question four, I just wanted to give a quick shout out to my fellow presenters on Radio Warwickshire. Now, there's loads of different shows out there done by Eddie King, Kurt Sinclair Hall. You've got Rob Black, you've got Rob Levitt, you've got Mark Forge, you've got Kirk Pixler, you've got Clay Lowe. They've got loads of different shows which are available for you to listen to all the way throughout the week. Now, at 10 o'clock, we've got a business show every weekday, so come and check that out. There's a new UFO show starting on Sunday. Actually, it just started last Sunday, so check that out. I believe it's at 2 o'clock, but don't quote me on that. And there's different music shows that are happening all the way throughout the week. So if you've got a podcast or if you've got something that you want to promote, let us know on Radio Warwickshire. You check us out on radiowarwickshire.com. We are the world's local radio station. And you know what? We just want to promote you and we want to have a good time doing it. So that's Radio Warwickshire. Thank you very much for everyone who has given us any questions or given us any content. We love you lots. Now, question number four is one I get asked quite a few times, and it's how often should I be posting on social media? Now, every platform is slightly different, and if you ask loads of different people, you'll probably get loads of different answers. My main kind of message is to make sure that you're posting enough for your customers to see it based on when they go on to that platform. Now, what I mean by that is, let's say you've got a working mum, where you've got a mum and you're who you're targeting as your ideal customer, you're not going to be posting it during 8 o'clock when they're getting the kids to school. You're not going to be posting it at 4:30 when they're potentially got the kids back from school and doing all that kind of stuff. You don't want to do that. You want to target your marketing to when your customers are going to be online. Now, the ideal times will depend on your customers, but as a general rule of thumb, if you're posting on Twitter once a day, it's not going to cut the mustard. People might miss your post. So for Twitter, probably looking at 3 to 5 posts a day, probably more like 5 posts plus. I tend to do 5 to 7 posts for my clients and myself, and that's based on a whole day's coverage on those 5 days. Depends on platform, depends on what you want to do. But for Twitter, I'll go for 5. For Facebook, at least once a day, and that's on a business page, on a group or personal. Ideally, add a second post in there if you can, so Facebook 2, if not 1. LinkedIn, 1 a day, and that's being consistent. And trust me, people are not consistent on LinkedIn. There's a massive opportunity for people to tell their message, and that's a whole show there and then, just all about LinkedIn. LinkedIn is a gold mine of opportunity for businesses, but you need to start with posting once a day. On Instagram, you could probably go up to 3 or 4 times a day quite easily. And also with Instagram, just like Facebook, you can create a story which you can give people mini highlights of your day, well, mini snapshots of your day as they go along. So with Instagram, fill out your story 5 to 10 times a day, plus also post general posts a couple of times a day. Absolutely spot on. So they're your main three platforms that people tend to use. Main four platforms. So you've got Facebook twice a day, you've got LinkedIn once a day, you've got Twitter 5 times a day, and Instagram 3 to 5 times a day on your normal, and then 5 to 10 on your story. Might seem a lot, but when you think about that you're only online a couple of times a day, that guarantees that your customers and your new customers, your existing customers, are going to see your posts more often than not. So that's how often I would personally recommend post on that. It's backed up by the algorithms and backed up by general kind of consensus with Buffer, Hootsuite, and those kind of companies as well. It's all about just making sure that when your customers are online, or when your potential customers are online, they see your posts. That's it. And trust me, people won't see your posts if you just post once a day on one platform. They just won't. So that is how many times I'd recommend to post on each of the platforms. Question number five, because we've got a few minutes left, is what is my favorite platform? Now, I want to throw it out to you guys now that I would love you to comment on the Facebook page, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and tell me what your favorite platform is. And I'm going to do a whole show about this. It'll probably be not next show, but the show after. But I want you to tell me why, what your favorite platform is, and why it is your favorite platform. My personal favorite platform is, well, I'm torn. Twitter is where this all started. Without Twitter, without Leamington Hour, I wouldn't be doing this now. So for me, Twitter changed my life, and I would always love Twitter. I'd always go onto Twitter as my first default platform. However, Facebook and the interaction and engagement I'm getting is fantastic. So Facebook, I love. Twitter, it's in my heart. I love Twitter. I get the platform. I love talking to people on there. It makes so much sense. And it's just a really friendly community that I've built on Twitter. I've got about 8,000 followers. I can say hand on heart that I talk to a hell of a lot of them each week. People join me on Leamington Hour every Wednesday between 4 and 5. So I'm connecting with different people and talking to people. And we meet up networking events every month. Twitter is where it all started. So for me, my favourite platform, quite simply, is Twitter. I would love to hear what your favourite platform is. So please, if you're on Facebook, go onto the Radio Warwickshire page. Go on to check us out at Leamington Hour. Connect with us in a group. My group is Leamington Hour Networkers. I'd love to see you on there. But let me know what your favourite platform is and why. And this could be one for business and one for pleasure. You know, they could be two different platforms. So for business, you might get loads of success on LinkedIn, but actually your favourite platform is Facebook. Let me know. Let me know, and we'll do a show all about it. I'll give you shout-outs all the way through it. If so, if you're on Facebook, connect us with Leamington Hour on the group, the page, or myself, Gary Jones. And check us out on Twitter as well, at Leamington Hour. And use the hashtag SM Surgery to tell us all about it and tell us about what your favourite platform and what your favourite social media is. Now, we've got 2 minutes left on the show, so I've just got one more announcement to make.
Radio Warwickshire.
Now, as I said at the start of the show, we have got a brand new format starting from probably next week, if not the week after, and we are going to be bringing you an hour-long show, which is going to be absolutely fantastic. We're going to have more music, we're going to have more questions, and we're going to have more time to answer what you want to hear. So if you have got any questions, let me know. The questions and answers is going to be a section that's going to happen every show, and I want to be able to focus on the topics that are going to help you grow as a business. Now, we've come to pretty much the end of the show now, so thank you very much for joining in today. Now, the next show is going to be all about events, and it's going to be about how you can promote your event or promote you being at an event using social media. It's going to be how to, when you're at the event, to create assets for your company, to build your reputation, also build your online presence during it and attract more people to your next event. Then we're going to be talking about how you can make sure that after an event, you're maximising what you've got and how to do it. So that'll be the next show. It'll be an hour long. Now take care, everyone. Have a great week and see you all later.
Like us at Facebook, follow us on Twitter, Radio Warwickshire. Radio Warwickshire.